They are the acoustic guitars of choice for many of today's leading musicians and songwriters. And the company that makes them is celebrating its 175th birthday this year. It's not often that you'll find someone playing guitar in a factory, but this isn't just any factory. It's the factory that built the instrument blues rock legend Eric Clapton chose when he decided to unplug for MTV. And when Sting wanted a special sound for his Sacred Love album, he commissioned Martin to design the instrument.
Sting wanted a little guitar that could be strung an octave above pitch in order to get a shimmering treble response.
I keep walking from daybreak till falling night.
Dick Boak was the man Sting came to for that guitar. As director of artist relations at C.F. Martin & Company, Boak has worked with some of the best guitarists on the planet.
There's been many situations where we've finished a prototype or we've handpicked an instrument for anyone from Paul McCartney. We know his because they have to be made backwards. They're left-handed. But not only do we know that they're going there, but oftentimes we'll see him on television a few nights after we've strung and tuned it, with him playing the guitar on stage, and it's a tremendous thrill.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly. All your life you were only waiting for this moment to arrive.
McCartney wrote Blackbird on a Martin guitar. Fellow Beatles John Lennon and George Harrison also played Martin guitars, as have Paul Simon, David Crosby, Graham Nash, Stephen Stills, Buddy Guy, Elvis Presley, Hank Williams, Woody Guthrie, Johnny Cash, and a host of others. C.F. Martin & Company makes several hundred models of guitars. They come in different sizes and can be made of different woods. Some are ornately inlaid with mother-of-pearl. That may make them more valuable as collector's pieces, but it adds nothing to the sound, Boak says, because guitars are essentially tools for musicians.
And in their purest sense, that's all they are, and they don't need all the decoration. Our historian, Mike Longworth, used to say that we start with the Martin sound and we build a box around it.
Dick Boak demonstrates that sound on a 1942 Martin guitar, which he pulls from a glass display case in the company's museum. The Martin phenomenon began in 1833 when Christian Frederick Martin Sr. came to the United States from Germany with his family and set up shop in New York. 6 years later, they moved to Pennsylvania.
They were unhappy in New York City and they moved to Nazareth because it reminded them of their hometown of Markneukirch in Germany. And in Nazareth, he really found his style of guitar making. And the guitars that C.F. Martin Sr. built really came to define the instrument.
Six generations later, they still define guitar standards. Today, nearly 500 employees work in the factory in Nazareth. Most of the guitars they make are handcrafted in a process that involves about 300 steps and ends with a final inspection.
What they're doing is checking every note. They have to be able to do that quickly, and they have to be able to identify whether a particular note is not playing correctly. It has to be perfect when it goes out.
The guitar that's being inspected here could end up in the hands of John Mayer, another Martin guitar fan, or someone who just appreciates the sound of a fine instrument. I'm Susan Logue.
I'm driving 85 in kind of morning, lasts all afternoon. I'm just stuck inside the gloom.